B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hey, Karen, how can we help you?
Hi, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, no problem.
So, I met this guy, Randy. Really cool dude. You know, we're hitting it off, and we're enjoying each other's company. Last time we were together, he got Chinese food. We sat on the floor. And this guy's really creative. So, we sat on the floor, had some Chinese food, had a good date. Everything was fine. And all of a sudden, he ended the date abruptly.
What?
Is that okay? Yeah. Like...
You act like that's a very strange thing, Ramiro.
No, but I mean,
it happens with us all the time. Where you know something comes up, and then they have to leave.
What led up to the like ending the date abruptly? Like you're sitting down eating, and he's like, "All right, I gotta go." Like did his phone ring or?
No, pretty much the dishes weren't even cleared from the table.
Oh,
from the little sitting area. Yeah. So anyway, I was hoping that you could reach out to him.
Yeah.
Because I'm really into this guy.
Okay.
And I'd like to know, for curiosity, what happened.
Yeah, I think this is going to be more of a just finding out why he bounced. I don't know about getting another date with you, but... Because sometimes people are very good at sometimes getting, you know, a text or something like that. And being CIA-like and looking at it without the person that you're with noticing. Maybe you have it just like in your hand and you give it a quick little turn. Or maybe, who knows, maybe just
maybe
he
got a better offer while I was there.
That's what I was thinking. Maybe maybe he talked to someone and they were like, listen, if I text you by...
Thanks for that.
Listen, unfortunately,
really, we've had... glad you're helping me out here.
Okay, I'm sure, what I'm trying to say is I'm sure it had nothing to do with you. Maybe somebody
now
was
you
like,
say that.
Yeah, somebody was like, I'll text you.
You brought it up.
I'll text you by 9 o'clock. If your phone goes off, just get the hell up and bounce. So who knows? I don't know. You know what? Hopefully he answers the phone. We'll call him next, okay?
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
We just spoke with Karen and I made her feel so bad. I'm sorry, but so she was telling us how she was hanging out with this guy, Randy, and like he literally got up and just left in the middle of the date.
Mm.
So I said, perhaps he had plans with somebody else and was hoping to, you know, meet up with them. And they said something to the effect of, hey, if I text you by this time or whatever, that means I want to meet up. And listen, we've had so many crazy things happen that I don't feel bad if it's something like that. That would be much better than something that he doesn't like about you, don't you think, Karen?
I think you're trying to smooth it over, but okay.
Just a little bit. All right, well, you know what? Just stay quiet. We'll give him a call. How about that?
Thanks.
All right, hopefully Randy answers the phone.
Hello?
Hi, is this Randy?
It's Randy.
We got Randy. Okay, Randy, please don't hang up the phone. My name's Ramiro. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station, but we got your phone number from somebody who wanted us to reach out to you for a good reason. Can I just explain really quickly?
Okay.
Really quickly. Okay, you sound like a busy man. Okay, so we basically got a call from a girl who wants to ask you out on a date. And the reason we're calling you is because if you say yes to this date, and by the way, we're going to tell you who the girl is. You know her. But if you say yes to a date, we'll let you pick whatever you'd like to do for a date, whether you want to go somewhere or have food delivered to your house. We'll set the whole thing up. We'll pay for the food, the drinks, whatever it is that you want.
Who are you talking about?
Okay, well, okay, I'll just tell you her name. Her name is Karen, who apparently you guys had a date, and she said her side of the story is, when we spoke to her, that you just got up in the middle of the date and left.
Right.
Right. So she would like to know if it was anything that she did that caused you to get up and leave, and she would kind of like to see you again if that's possible. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, there's nothing I can do for this. I'm all set, honestly.
You're all set.
What do you mean there's nothing you can do? What does that mean?
That's fine. That's fine. If you don't want to do it, can you just tell us why you literally got up and left? Because she feels as if, you know, maybe you had like a better option that hit you up or something.
I mean, I think she found a better option during the date.
What?
Hmm?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I
mean,
a better option during the date?
We were hanging out and we ordered in some Chinese food.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess she was getting kind of flirty and she started like deep... She started deep egg roll, okay?
Whoa. I can't believe I'm asking this, but by deep throating, you don't mean just like stuffing it down her throat and eating it. You mean she was like mimicking a certain sexual activity.
That's what I mean. She found somebody, she met something else during the date. She met this egg roll.
What?
Yeah. She got like intimate with the egg roll. And like,
so you left because you thought that she wanted to have sex with an egg roll instead of you?
That sounds like a little outrageous.
That sounds a lot stupid, actually.
Are you insecure about an egg roll?
Can I say something?
Hold on. Randy, Karen's on the phone and she heard what you said.
Whoa, dude. What are you talking about?
Break up. And now you...
Randy, do you not understand what that means? I'm assuming, Karen, that you meant like, hey, after the Chinese food.
You're next.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, we had obviously had a connection.
He didn't get the sign.
I thought that this was, we're adults.
Yeah.
And we're sexually individuals. You know, I thought it was a sexy way to say, I'm making the first move here. All you need to do is follow through.
The point of the matter is, it's a big egg roll and my dick isn't that big, okay?
Wow. And there it is.
Okay. So, you had to say it on the air.
So you were...
Well, thank God I didn't waste the night in bed. Thank God.
At the end of the day, he was intimidated because he saw her shove an egg roll in her throat, basically.
Oh, God.
You were there, right? This thing was huge. It was like two egg rolls stuck together.
Right.
Don't make yourself sound good here, Randy. Because it is what it is.
I'm glad we didn't order the poo-poo platter. Okay, because that would have been...
I think you would have had a heart attack.
We just want to, we need to get the definitive answer. So you're saying you don't want to see her again, Randy?
I'm all set.
I don't want to see him.
She should go date appetizers and let me do my thing.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.